Now, here is our first batch of news items. Our hosepipe ban continues as drought is officially declared. Eaton Park is getting a revamp of its pavilion, but the Mitre Bowls Club is facing closure. But first, there is some talk about a new town. The prospect of a new town being built in the Norfolk countryside is rising again after two councils agreed to appoint a senior officer to oversee the project. South Norfolk and Broadland councils are to recruit a new settlement project manager to accelerate efforts to make such a vision a reality. The new officer will work for both authorities, but if there is to be a new town in the county, it is likely to be in the South Norfolk district, where leaders believe it will help relieve the pressure for extra housing in existing communities. The policy is likely to prove controversial, however, with campaigners warning there are no suitable sites for a new town. Such proposals are not new. Areas near Hethel, Silfield and Horningham Thorpe have previously been suggested as locations for new towns. However, last September, the prospects for a new Norfolk town appeared to fade when South Norfolk was not selected by the government as one of 12 areas for such a settlement. The chances are now reviving as a result of the new council posts.
Drought has been declared in Norfolk after weeks of hot and dry weather. The county is suffering from flash drought as a result of very low rainfall and high temperatures, the Environment Agency has said. The government agency said seven areas of central, eastern and southern England, around half the country, have been declared as officially in drought. Helen Wakeham, Director of Water at the Environment Agency and Chair of the National Drought Group, said, "The hot and dry weather means we are currently using water faster than nature can replenish it. A second consecutive summer drought is an exceptionally serious situation and one that will have long-lasting impacts on our environment, wildlife and the economy."
A hosepipe ban that has been in place for almost 2 weeks is to remain in place, Anglian Water has revealed. From 1 a.m. on July the 11th, people in parts of Norfolk and Suffolk were banned from using hosepipes to water gardens, clean vehicles or fill paddling pools under restrictions imposed by the company. The ban is the first of its kind in the region since 2012 and comes with the county currently enduring its third heatwave of the summer. At this stage, there are no plans to lift the restrictions just yet. "We're continuing to closely monitor conditions, and restrictions will remain in place for as long as they're needed to help protect water supplies and the environment. The sooner water resources recover, the sooner restrictions can be lifted. We'd like to thank customers for their continued support. Every litre saved helps protect our region's water resources and gives rivers, reservoirs and groundwater a better chance to recover."
A bid to revamp part of a park pavilion has been given the green light by City Hall. The National Tennis Association is to renovate the northeast quadrant of East Eaton Park Pavilion, which it uses as its offices. Due to the age and original design of the building, the current office area is not suitable for modern working conditions. The rooms become uncomfortably hot during warm weather and excessively cold in winter. The Eaton Park Pavilion is used by our organisation as an office for tennis coaches and an administrative staff responsible for managing all public tennis courts across Norwich on behalf of Norwich City Council. Under the plans which were put to Norwich City Council last year, air conditioning, a coffee station and new wall divides will be put in. The walls and woodwork will also be redecorated.
The Mitre Bowls Club is being forced to move from its clubhouse in Earlham Road by East Church, which runs St Thomas Church and the Mitre Cafe next door to the Bowls Green. But now a petition to save the club has appeared on change.org, aiming to reach to 500 signatures. Gutted club members have until February to find a new home, but they say it won't be the same if they move. They add that the ground is part of the history of Mitre Bowls Club, which currently has 70 members, and some former bowlers even have their ashes scattered at the site. But East Church, which bought the Mitre in 2016, wants the club to move so that it can turn the Bowls Green into a flexible working space and outdoor area for its cafe. A spokeswoman for the church said money made from the cafe would be used towards funding community and social action projects in the area. So far, more than 300 people have signed the petition.